This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods you should never store in the freezer. Coming up at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump into the birthday wishes. Hola, guys. I want to wish our newest teenager, Lakin, a very happy birthday. Turned 13, a huge milestone in a young girl's life. And we look forward to seeing what this year brings. So could you guys give her a fart or two? Coach Ted priming her up for traveling volleyball. And the captain on how Snap, Crackle, and Pop came up with Cocoa Krispies. Thanks a lot, guys. Lots of love. That from Mama and from Bobby.
How old is she turning?
Sorry. 13.
13 years old.
13. All right, we're double digits now, right? We got to be getting into high school or something like that. Travel volleyball. Well, listen, here's the easy part. All you got to do is show up and play in the games. You're not going to want to hear this, but from what I can tell, travel volleyball is tougher on your parents. Now, with that said, when you go to a new town, you want to expect to win. Go where they're looking to win. Other than that, maybe expect to try a cheeseburger from a new fast food place.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. So how did Snap, Crackle, and Pop come up with Cocoa Krispies? It's funny you should ask. They're actually making regular Rice Krispies at the Rice Krispie Factory. But against our advice, the three of them, they went on a cruise on a regular cruise ship. Anyway, they didn't realize they had dysentery and norovirus until after they got back. And Crackle had what we'll call an explosive posterior situation into one of the vats. Now, normally, they would discard the product, but Pop was insistent that product was money. He's the money guy. So they just repackaged it, called it Cocoa Krispies, and the rest is history. Crunchberry.
Guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my girl, Camille. Can we get the dirty Germans telling her what she should expect tonight and some dad jokes from Miles? Maybe I cut that bitch off. Next caller. Thanks, guys. That from Abdul.
Oh. Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Oh, tonight you can probably expect to see something that you have had every night. Disappointment.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes disappointment can enter through and exit through any door, though.
Yeah, well, no, my penis is nicknamed Disappointment. That is what you can expect tonight.
Couple dad jokes. All right, guys. Why did an African country start investing in electric vehicles? Why did an African country start investing in electric vehicles?
Why?
It was Madagascar.
Okay. Madagascar.
All right. What's the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
Chickpeas is only Fergie?
No, the black-eyed peas are a band.
Then Fergie pee herself on stage.
Yeah. How do you get down from an elephant?
Slowly.
You don't. You get down from a goose. What do the Eiffel Tower and tapeworms have in common?
You don't want either one inside you?
Both are parasites.
Okay. Parasites.
And finally, what do prison and jewelers have in common?
I don't know.
They can both make your ring bigger. Hola, guys. I want to wish my friend Steve a very happy birthday with Captain Crunch and a bong rip. Lots of love, guys. That from Princess.
Sorry about that. I didn't know they were going to come to me so quickly. Have a wonderful birthday. Just don't celebrate your birthday the way the Quaker Oats man did last year. After huffing paint and sucking on the toes of hobos, he stripped naked and ran through the streets of Bangkok and ended up taking hostages at a seedy tattoo parlor that was out to the front for a Belarusian gambling house. Well, the Belarusians didn't see the humor in any of it, so we had to exchange a lot of money and homemade narcotics to get our Quaker Oats friend out in one piece. Then he had the nerve to defecate on the floor before we ran out of there. Grunge Bears.
Guys, first we want to say thank you, guys. We had a great time at the Black Raven Brewing Company in Woodingville for your 20th anniversary party. Wanted to wish my beautiful fiance Rebecca happy birthday. Looking forward to our wedding in October. How about a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about our wedding day or night? Thank you, guys, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, if it is like your typical wedding, the daytime will be full of stress, glad handing people and not actually being able to eat the food that you have paid for because everyone wants to say, oh, congratulations. Yeah, but your wedding night is hours of mouth hugs and canyon yodeling.
Yeah, it's the weird part is, thank you for inviting us to the wedding. I guess it will be quite a party at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, take off the white.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef
and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Mike, do you know what day it is today?
Today is Thursday.
It's National Frozen Food Day.
Ooh.
41 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan declared March 6th Frozen Food Day, called upon Americans to observe it with appropriate ceremonies and activities.
What are the appropriate ceremonies and activities on Frozen Food Day?
I guess eat something frozen?
Okay. Party with a Jolly Green Giant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
I don't know. That one's kind of crazy. You would think that's a fake one, but this is true. Nobody just made this up. Like, the president was like, no, Frozen Food Day.
Okay, cool.
Be a hungry man.
Hey-o. Which, by the way, frozen foods, I mean, that technology just reshaped how Americans ate and stuff.
Absolutely, man.
I mean, I would say, I don't know that I speak for a ton of people, but I mean, I think a bulk of the vegetables I eat at home for dinner are almost always frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cook them somehow.
Yeah, that was it. There was no chance my mom was buying fresh produce if you could put it in a bag and she could throw it in a pan.
Yeah, right. Like, if you came over to my house and it's, like, chicken and, you know, green beans, but they're like roasted green beans with garlic, then you know I microwave those.
Yeah. Oh.
I cook the chicken, but if it's just like green beans that. Out of a pot,
okay.
It's like, all right, Ted made green beans. But if they're like fancily done, it's mm-hmm. like, well, they didn't make these. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I've ever cut up a squash.
Never cut up a squash? Well, actually, you know, man, outside of working in restaurants, I have not either. That is fair.
Right. But I'll buy like frozen squash and eat that as a side.
Yep.
Especially now with the technology. I mean, those steam fresh bags are awesome.
Mm-hmm. I used to dig out a squash and make it in a chili bowl. And then put cheese on top and bake it.
I've heard that's good. Have you had the frozen rice now? Say it like you're saying, man. You pull it out, throw it in the microwave for 3 minutes, it's done.
I can beat you. They have frozen cauliflower rice.
That does not beat me.
They've already made it into the fake rice.
Rice,
just microwave it, get it done.
Why do you eat that instead of regular rice?
Well, you would eat it if you were like trying to cut down on carbs or something.
Okay, all right.
That's I think it's a little healthier for I don't know. Some doctor told me to switch to that, so I did.
All right.
That's basically it. All right, let's see. So these are 10 foods you should never store in your freezer. Number 10, and if you're guilty of it, just admit it, all right? It's only 3 lashings. Coffee beans.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that's a quick no that you know there's some violence behind it, Mike. Coffee beans. I've heard of this one a ton. Miles, I thought for sure you were one of these people. Lots of people doing it. But freezing coffee messes with the flavor. It can absorb odors from other stuff in there.
Yay, that's what I want. Like, this tastes like frozen meatballs and fish sticks.
All right, cucumbers.
No.
No, because it's too much water, I would think.
They get mushy and slimy because they're mostly water.
Like watermelon.
I feel like if you buy a cucumber, like, it's on your radar within the next 4 or 5 days.
It would sound good to have a frozen watermelon bowl, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah, again, I'm with you. That just feels like if you're eating cucumbers, like, you buy them and you eat them within a couple days.
Like, I don't eat cucumbers, but if my wife comes home with cucumber, either she's making something for herself or the kids are going to eat this cucumber for their lunches.
Do you guys peel your cucumbers?
No, I eat a minimum of 2 a week, and I never peel them.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it seemed like a big deal. I remember my mom peeling them, but as I've turned into an adult, I'm with you. If I chop them up at home just to put them in vinegar, like, I never peel them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat cucumbers. I've just never seen anyone peel them.
Again, one of the best fruits, one of the best things to re-burp, cucumber. Fresh herbs.
Never.
Right. No. It's going to wreck with the flavor and the texture.
Yeah.
So again, these are 10 foods you should never, ever store in your freezer. Pasta salad with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It separates.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Any kind of mayonnaise product you can.
Also, I don't know. If I have pasta salad that's that good,
it's almost like,
I'm going to save this for late. I feel like you would just eat it before.
I make pasta salad more than most normal people do just because I like it. But yeah, like, it will be here for 2 days. I'm going to make more than I can eat in one sitting, and I will finish it tomorrow.
And to be honest with you, it has a pretty good refrigerated shelf life.
Yeah.
So when you buy it in the grocery store and they're already in those tubs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been around for a while, and it's still perfectly fine.
I always feel like in my family, my mom and my aunt, it's kind of like white trash pasta salad. You just throw the pasta in there with cubes of already cubed up cheese. Little pepperonis, Italian dressing, like, it's a pasta salad.
That's about all I do, man. I might throw in a few more cheeses just because we have a bunch. But
black olives are good in there, too.
I don't mind black olives, but if you eat my pasta salad, you will never get, like, the cucumber. And most people make pasta salad with the added vegetable. I do understand that. So when I turn down people's pasta salad, it's not that I don't like pasta salad. It's that I can see the vegetables in your pasta
really
salad.
Good with pimentos, too.
Speaking of cheeses, soft cheeses. Things like cream cheese or ricotta separate just like milk. Same goes for yogurt. And also, like, cream cheese actually stays for a while.
It does, man.
Yeah. Ricotta is one of those cheeses to me, unless you're making lasagna. Unless you have a recipe for ricotta, I don't know. Like, you don't just buy it.
That's the thing. So I love lasagna and stuff like that, right? So if I open the fridge and there's a container of ricotta, I'm in a good mood because I know my wife has bought this for a specific recipe. It's not just some backup cheese we have.
Foods you should never store in the freezer. Fried foods. They end up soggy and gross.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, you could put chicken strips, if you made them homemade, in the freezer, and then air fry them. They're not too bad.
Well, you buy pre-frozen kind of stuff like that, like
but
nuggets.
But that's already been tech hit.
But I think they're saying more like, you got a bucket of chicken at KFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who says, man, I got a bucket of KFC, I'm not going to finish it tomorrow, I might get to it next week, and freezes it. Like, KFC, you don't stand a chance of mine. I will eat as much KFC as I can, then I start to feel ill, right? Seriously, because it's so heavy and greasy. And then again, much like my pasta sauce, the next day, I will finish it and feel heavy and gross again.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of these are. Like, I'm with you. If you have, or even if you just got, I don't know, you got whatever you bought at the bar or restaurant. Like, if you brought it home, you're probably going to eat it that night or the next day.
Yep. That is my goal, yep. Yeah. Or watch my kid eat it as soon as I put it down.
Eggs in the shell. Don't put them in the freezer. The insides can expand and crack the shell. If you need to freeze eggs because they're expensive, whisk them up first.
Really?
If you whisk them up, sure. You can kind of put them in there.
Right. Or freeze your eggs if you want to get pregnant later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of ironic. The eggs we eat, don't freeze them. Lady eggs, freeze them.
Lady eggs. Make sure you label them properly in your freezer. These are lady eggs. These are just chicken eggs.
These are egg whites. That's all this is.
All right, so these are foods you should never store in the freezer. Raw potatoes. Cooked potatoes, freeze them. They freeze up fine.
Sure.
But raw ones, they don't really tell me. Too much water, probably. Probably too much water, but they're just like, you know, if you cook them first, it's fine. And I get it. You might have made some dynamite baked potato recipe, like, I want to save this.
Do you know someone who's put uncooked potatoes in the freezer? Well, no. Potatoes have a pretty good shelf life. You know, so I'm like, if you bought potatoes now and you're like, I need to freeze these, like, when did you plan on making this recipe, man?
Mm-hmm. You can freeze mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they were saying to cook potatoes.
Yeah,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, french fries, whatever. You could store them in there. I know, mashed potatoes are another tough thing because when you make them, you make such a big batch of them.
But I still plan on eating them over the next
scallop season. Potatoes you can freeze.
Yeah. For instance, I had a family member make us some steak potatoes the other night. And I said, Joe, you didn't have to hand make those potatoes and say that. He was like, it's fine, dude. I want to eat them for the next day.
Right.
Basically,
I didn't do it for
he
you,
was like,
right.
It's just us sitting here. My, you know, my wife, his cousin, doesn't like them as much. He's like, oh, no, I'm making these so we can have them. I said, well, all right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Joe.
Cooked pasta. It gets gummy and mushy. Yep. Which, again, cooked pasta, I get it. I like cold lasagna. That just doesn't seem like something I would put in the freezer.
No, if you buy a fresh pasta that's in the refrigerated section, you can freeze that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not cooked, so.
Yeah, and that just seems like leftover
raviolis, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Just make more pasta. It really does not take that long.
Right. I'm just assuming you got it somewhere. Like, this is delicious.
Oh, right.
You're going to put it in the freezer for a couple weeks? Like, just eat your leftovers when you can. And then number one on the list of things you should put in the freezer, milk. Separates when thawed. Basically, any cream-based soups. With that said, I've had cream of crab shipped over and kept frozen.
Did you guys ever, when you were in school, get that milk carton with the lunch that still had the ice chunks in it because it was too far in the back of the fridge?
Yeah.
Frozen milk now.
Yeah. I don't like milk pulp.
But I'm with Miles. Like, I grew up putting bread in the freezer. I'll still do it. Like, not as often with hot dogs. But a few years ago, we went somewhere, and I bought, like, a massive pack of brioche buns, but they didn't get eaten. But I was like, these things are delicious.
Oh, they're too good, yeah.
Same thing. So I threw those in the freezer, and you just pick them out when you need them. But there you go. Happy National Frozen Food Day, y'all.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, go to 508. We'll drink a toast with the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. One-legged jeans are the latest sensation selling out online.
Which is stupid.
It is.
But it's literally what you think it is.
Isn't that half of the doggone fashion sensations are just stupid? You know, you remember it was sure. It was the jeans that are pre-dirtied. It was the one, you know, everything that's just been tattered and abused artificially.
Right.
Because you want to look cool with this stuff. Like,
but we charge you more right. for less material. If you are a fashionable person, maybe you can pull it off. I just can't pull anything fashionable off. I don't know about that one, man.
Remember the ones that were just the seam lining?
Yes. Like, there's no pant. It's just...
Exactly. There's no material anywhere in between. It's like they made the pants, sewed them together, and then hacked off everything that wasn't sewed together.
And then charge you more.
That's right.
For the Which, privilege. Why not? Because people will buy it.
That's right. You know what? That's a great business. If people will buy that, you bet.
The guy that came up with the pet rock, right? It's like, dude, I'm selling people rocks.
Right.
They can grab them for free, but I called it a pet rock, put it in packaging, and they're giving me money for me to give them a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I see what's happening here. First, I was like, that's just a dress.
No. Oh.
But it's literally one side has a leg, the other side is like a jean short.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you can show off your one sexy leg.
That's right.
That's weird.
Keep the ugly one covered.
Yeah.
It's great for people that got one effed up leg.
That's a red flag, I think.
They got one.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk to that guy.
You know they're not shaving that other leg.
I don't even want to bump into him on the way to the bar.
I mean, I'm looking at one chick. This is just one woman, but I mean, it looks sexy on her.
On her, yeah. Right. Models get away with a lot of things.
It's her job. It's look good.
They're just sexy. So whatever they put on,
she's got
she can wear a trash bag.
You know, she's got a solid caboose.
Some believe the name of the next generation.
Right, Miles? Like, I
mean,
she wears
that on her.
I'm like, all right, that's a good fashion trend, Mike. I'm for it now.
Does anybody know what the next generation is going to be called?
Beta or something like that.
Gen Beta. And some actually believe that is actually offensive.
Yeah, you can't call them Beta.
Well, it's coming after Alpha. It has nothing to do with their stature in the pecking order, as it were.
You think it doesn't, but I call them Generation Bitch.
Well, if you say it like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get punched.
What is Generation Beta? How old are you roughly?
I think they're being born at the moment.
They don't know.
Right.
I don't know. They're not going to take it as an insult. I mean, look, baby boomers. The war ended. Guys were horny. That's why you're here. Hence baby boomers.
That's right.
I mean, it sums it all up.
Like, exactly.
Nothing. You're not here because they wanted to have kids. You're here because they were horny.
The whole thing, like, I'm glad I'm a millennial because at least my generation has a cool name.
Well, it says around the time you're born. I'm Gen X. I'm on the older edge of Gen X.
Right.
And they only named it Gen X because they couldn't figure out basically how to categorize.
Right.
My brother's part of the quote-unquote forgotten generation.
Oh, no.
You're post-baby boomer, you're pre-gen. I mean, like, don't worry about it. They're fine.
Right.
Jesus, God.
If I see a little baby, I'm going, what's up, beta?
Man, oh, you got a baby birth, a little beta bitch.
You can barely fight, dude.
How's it feel to be second?
I didn't spend a lot of time with family. There was a lot of little kids. I'm thinking about my cousin's one kid. I mean, he's barely one. Like, can't even stand up.
Yeah.
Pathetic. What are you sucking on? What is that? Is that your blanket?
Beta bitch.
So beta.
Yeah, never getting laid.
Yeah.
McDonald's is putting AI in 43,000 locations to speed up service.
Is that drive-through, do you think?
I think it's drive-through, and I think it's in-house.
All right.
How will it speed up service?
Because I think you're going to be able to just tell it exactly what it is that you want. It's going to be able to track it down, put it on there, and get it out faster.
How does AI defend itself against, we don't have any milkshakes? Because the bird's going to get, this is what we do in the States now. Get out of your car, pull out your gun, and start shooting at things.
Well, it doesn't kill the AI.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's still alive. It's doing fine.
Maybe that's how McDonald's should frame it. Like, we're not trying to fire people. We're trying to protect our employees. Because you people don't know how to behave yourselves.
Yeah, right. They're likely always going to have somebody on hand that'll be able to
somebody manually cook the food.
Put in. Well, and manually put in the order.
I have done this. I won't say which place it is. But I've noticed on the East Coast, a lot of their places now, you walk in. It's a very small room, and there's, like, kiosk to, like, order. I'm old. I don't know. And I'm just standing there, and the guy's like, what? I'm like, can I order a coffee? And he's like,
screen,
you got to do it on the screen. I'm like, but you're right in front of me.
Nope, but no, you can't tell me. I'm not going to do it unless you type it in this computer.
A new bionic hand has been created that has been the closest thing to mimicking actual human contact.
I know what I'm doing with that.
Oh, my God, Miles. I can feel it. It feels so real.
Just hold it. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that thing.
It's fantastic. That feels real.
Well, Miles got a bionic hand. Stop playing golf.
Now spit on it. Common aspirin is quickly proving to keep cancer cells from spreading.
Oh, really?
Aspirin. Doggone aspirin is actually keeping cancer cells at bay.
I've been here for you for decades.
Right.
You think I'm just for your headache?
Right.
And what do they say? Are you having a heart attack? Yeah. Throw me in your mouth.
Me.
Okay. You want to slow down cancer? Me. Mm-hmm. What else can I do for you? Can I take your order at freaking McDonald's?
Just feels stupidly simple. Working on your health is getting more complicated as you now have to be more concerned about the type of fat that you're burning.
Well, how many different fats do we have?
That was the whole thing. You know, there's like visceral fats and stuff like that, and they're distributed differently. And again, if you want to get into the science of it, fine. At the end of the day, eat healthy and exercise.
Right. It always comes back to the same thing.
Bottom freaking line. Eat healthy and exercise.
If you're losing weight, I don't think it matters what kind of fat you're losing.
There you go.
Right. Obviously, you don't want to starve yourself and lose all your muscle, but
right.
I don't know. Somebody's losing weight. You're like, oh, you're losing the wrong fat. Like, come on, man. What do you want them to do? Come on.
You're not in control of that.
Scientists have made a groundbreaking discovery that the human brain actually does process memories in a way that's different than any other species.
Really? I know you're not working on it, but I hope you have a few details.
No, none at all. Not a damn bit.
God,
it makes sense.
Damn,
we're
I hate
different.
You right now. You're I know we're different, but they're explaining.
We built this entire society. Well, of course we think differently. Our memory should be different.
Well, we have opposable thumbs. I mean, look, if a chimpanzee said, man, I have an idea for a jackhammer, all the other chimps would be like, how do we use it? Chimp goes, dude, I don't know. Right? We can't.
I would say just look at your dog.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you're gone for 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days, I don't know that it registers. He's just happy to see you.
Exactly.
Right? So, like, he didn't remember you leaving quite the same way. Like if I'm like, all right, Mike, you're going on vacation. I'll see you in 5 days. It's not going to be like, oh, Mike!
Right. The problem is, man, because that makes me feel bad. Then I sit there, you know, you see the videos of people that put a camera up in front of their door as they leave so they get to see their animal's reaction. And their animal usually cries after they leave. Like, he left me forever. Like,
and then they're tearing through the couch and eating food.
Exactly. Like, don't believe that, man. When have I ever not come back?
That's my thing with the dog. Like, bro, I mean, I'm glad you're happy to see me, but you act like you did not expect me at this time in spite of it being exactly the same.
Right. Apparently, attractive women receive more oral sex from their partners.
We read that earlier today. I'm like, I wish we still didn't know as Sherlock. Like, yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah.
I bet you attractive guys receive more oral sex than ugly guys.
Exactly. Come on.
I think there's a whole lot of things that play into that. I'm like, you did. Again, was this a study? Does it say who's responsible for this remarkable study?
Psychology Today. I did work on this one a little bit.
So the psychologist, hey, I'm glad you spent 8 years getting that degree to figure that out.
Men married to more attractive women spend more time performing oral sex with their partners. Oral sex improves women's perception of relationship quality.
Yes!
Semen boosts your libido and your mood.
Cool.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Hear that? Oral sex is empowering. I'm empowering you, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To crush my head between your thighs. Yeah. I mean, like, you went to 8 years of school and you just pieced that together. Now, see, when you were in school, the rest of us are getting laid.
I am all about woman power. Let me do this for you.
Yeah.
I didn't need my nose anyhow.
College-aged women report less guilt from oral sex.
Again, do we need a study for this?
Why would you feel guilty about that?
I don't know.
That's definitely on them than us.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've been with women who are like, I don't mind doing it, but they're just like, I don't like it. It makes you feel uncomfortable. I'm like, okay.
All right.
You're insecure. Like, I don't know.
Is it my mustache?
Scratch it off the list. I'll shave.
That's right.
You don't know what we're going to do for this, man.
Right.
You want to. I'm going to stop.
I'll get after it. A group of scientists have warned women who abstain from sex that they may be putting their health at risk.
You know why? Because they are.
That's right. There's increased levels of protein that causes dangerous inflammation.
Very
ladies,
dangerous.
Ladies, we are here for you.
The Men's Room Top 10.
We can't be more selfless.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Leave it to a man to tell you what's good for you. Am I right? Think of it like this. If you're married and your husband still wants to bed down with you, then it's all good. You may even get your own happy ending once in a while. However, if the well is drying up between your legs, chances are he's already taking his bucket to get his fill somewhere else.
Oh.
Maybe it's time to cash in those chips and just get that cat. What do you say?
God bless it. Damn, VD, easy, man. Okay.
He reads romance novels on the side.
Yes, he does. He cares. And as do we. So, ladies, these are 10 health benefits of sex just for you. Number one, it lowers stress. Several women's health issues like heart disease are a result of stress. For some, sex is a great way to relieve that stress.
Depending on your plane ride, do we have a doctor? She's having a heart attack. I am on it.
I'm here for it. During sex, the brain's pleasure centers are hit with dopamine while levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, drop. Oxytocin, which boosts feelings of friendship and happiness, is also released. The chemical cocktail can have a calming effect when you're feeling stressed.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I am a doctor.
Ladies, it boosts your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Research conducted at Wilkes University.
Take off that mask. Get over here.
Wilkes University found that college students who had sex at least once a week had higher levels of immunoglobulin.
What college student doesn't have sex once a week?
You wouldn't have headaches if we had sex.
Yeah, that's why you go to college.
You know the guys. You know the ones. I gotta wear a mask.
Ladies, have you got some high blood pressure issues? Well, good news. Sex lowers your blood pressure.
Oh, excellent.
High blood pressure can lead to serious or fatal cardiovascular complications, and research shows that high blood pressure also negatively impacts female orgasm. Sex has been linked to lower systolic blood pressure readings.
Do doctors tell women this?
They should.
Honestly, like, look.
Any responsible doctor should be saying this.
Absolutely.
Screaming it from the rooftops,
man. If it's
man.
True, like, ma'am, if your high blood pressure, blah, 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 I know you don't want to hear that. Are you married? Are you in a sexual relationship?
That's right.
Yeah, look, man, get it on more.
OBs, like, come on, follow us on this. Tell these ladies these things, because these are 10 health benefits of sex.
Here's the thing. They may tell ladies these things, just our ladies don't tell us.
That's right. Oh, that's
I'm going to book club.
Ladies, your heart, it improves your cardiovascular health. Sex and health are closely linked, and in one study, women who reported having a satisfying sex life, there's the key, and a reduced risk of hypertension and other problems.
Get rid of the treadmill.
Get up on your haunches. Work out.
Hey, you sleep better. You an insomniac? You having troubles in bed?
Oh, God, without question.
You sleep better. You sleep can relieve better. Insomnia. After orgasm, prolactin, a hormone that promotes relaxation, is released. And research shows that sex triggers the production of significantly more prolactin than manual stimulation does.
Guys and women.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was great, baby.
Hey, if you're not really into it, good news. Sex will increase your libido. High libido is associated with improved self-esteem and pain resistance, among other benefits. You'll feel more desire for your partner, which can turn into feeling more desire for yourself, i.e., more sex, better health benefits.
Yeah.
Bam.
I mean, that kind of adds up if you have more sex.
Yes, it does.
I mean, nobody gets good at a sport by not practicing.
That's a fact.
That is a strong point.
That is an absolute fact.
And 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. You know what? No practice.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Let me tell you this. You don't need that egg. Nah, because sex works your pelvic floor. Pelvic floor muscles, which are responsible for controlling the flow of urine, among other things, can become weaker with age or after pregnancy.
So shut up, Gwyneth.
During sex, these muscles get a good workout. You can exercise them on your own by doing the Kegel exercises, but sex will also put them to work.
Yeah.
Well, right. Mike, I don't think we should tell them to stop practicing those muscles.
Well, practice them during sex is what I'm trying to say there,
well,
Ted.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's like a workout routine. A 20-minute workout. Come to my gym. Oh, yeah. One client at a time.
Ladies, do you feel...
You know what? I'll be your leg day.
Oh, nice. Ladies, do you feel like the intimacy of your relationship is fading? Well, good news. Sex creates intimacy. Researchers have found that sex creates intimacy and affection in relationships. The more sex a couple has, the more they feel connected to each other. This is from Researchers Gang. Research also shows that physical touch...
The research, touch Mike!
...and affection... I wrote this entire thing. Research also shows that physical touch...
That would be awesome. He did a lot of hard work on it. You know what? He looked it up.
Damn right.
He's working on it.
Research also shows that physical touch and affection are very important, even for couples who have been together for a long time. And talking to a partner after sex to discuss your feelings and fantasy benefits your emotional health.
Do that again, but take out your dentures next time.
I mean, that's a real conversation after sex.
It is. You're almost checking the tape, like, all right, how'd we do on this play?
Oh, I mean, you could ask for a lot.
That's not a good idea, honey. You should get a dog.
Yes.
You said we could have a dog. That was within 30 minutes of me having sex.
That's right.
Nothing I say. Wrong. Yeah.
Nothing should be taken serious of that and that afterglow.
You took advantage of me.
Right. I was in a sensitive moment.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Ladies, good news. It protects that big old brain of yours. One study found that women who remained sexually active into old age had better cognitive function than those that didn't.
So there's
think
one
about Betty White. There's one downside, then.
It's when they keep their brain.
Yeah. Get smarter. That's all I need.
Researchers measured by the women's ability to recall words and adjusted to the results to account for factors like depression and physical activity level. Sexually active people performed much better on that test.
You think it's like they sound like the Scarecrow at the end of Wizard of Oz? Oh my God, suddenly I know the 18 decimal points after pi. Like, I did my work.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yesterday you couldn't read. I'm back.
Have sex. Get smart. And then I'm going to leave you with this. This is the last health benefit of sex for you, ladies. Again, get rid of the treadmill. Because sex burns calories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some estimates put it at 5 calories per minute. So,
all right, 10 calories.
You can actually check the time and know how many calories.
Well, I burned 10 calories during lunch break in my car in the parking lot.
Boyfriend, we burned 25.
So, ladies, take care of your health. Have sex with your man tonight. Gents, you're welcome.
You don't agree?
Yeah, I'm not even horny. I'm just worried about you, honey.
That's right. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you out. Survive.
You worry about my health, I worry about yours. I eat celery, you give me sex.
If you're going to make me change my diet, then I'm helping you too.
That's right. Two fully grown adult men in San Francisco got into a fight inside of a store, and the reason why is beyond ridiculous, Miles.
What is that reason?
I will hate to tell you, but I will at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
See, time it is, and as usual, we had Tizzy Drink Task and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, the proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast an anonymous couple who posted a video to TikTok. Now, they're not from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but that's where the story takes place. Now, just so you know, Gatlinburg is a mountain town. It is known as the gateway to the Smoky Mountains National Park, and that also, presumably, is where our honorees booked a cabin there, specifically a mountain cabin. Anyway, they posted a video to the Tickety Talks that opens with the guy saying, quote, okay, we're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We just checked into our cabin, and we're not leaving our cabin. It's way too slopey. Now, keep in mind, they're talking about the mountain that the mountain cabin is on, not the cabin itself. Then the woman, she goes on to complain, saying, let me show you what we're dealing with. And the video shows the driveway, which is indeed slopey. But again, it's because the driveway is to a mountain cabin in the mountains. Now, finally, they posted another video. This time, you hear the woman complaining, quote, the whole mountain that we have to drive through is very uphill. In the end, we're toasting these idiots because they booked a mountain cabin in a mountain range without knowing what a mountain actually is. Dude, it is unbelievable to hear them complain like, this is what we have to deal with. Like, again, you booked a mountain cabin, which are strategically located.
I'm not shocked by this.
In the mountains. I guess I'm not shocked, but it's still horrifying to me. So, I've met some very stupid people in my life, but I can say this. Even the dumbest people I've met know what a mountain is and know that a mountain cabin will be located there. So we pour this booze.
They must be having sex.
You need to have more sex because she's stupid.
Right. She has no idea she's in the mountains.
What are these?
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.